I want to talk about Kim Kardashian today because we've talked extensively about her taking the bar, the baby bar, it's called in California. So the baby bar is after you've been a law student for a year, you take the baby bar and it basically tests your knowledge, how much you've learned after the first year. It's kind of like if you ever, you probably don't know this, but when you're getting a PhD, if you don't have a master's degree and you go for a PhD, after your first year, I think it is first year or second year of your PhD, you have to go take the master's exam. So they test everything you've learned for a year and they test your ability to learn because they give you like all this stuff to memorize. And if you memorize all of it, it's all on the test. So just spew it on out. And that's all you got to do. And then you get a master's degree and then you move on to your PhD. So the baby bar is kind of like that in California for lawyers. So if you're not going, even if you are going to regular law school, Kim Kardashian's not going to regular law school. What she's doing is she's working with Van Jones and his law firm, which is part of their relationship. It's part of how they know each other. They knew each other beforehand. She decided to become a lawyer. He said, come intern for me. Study, learn, love, be here, law, and take the baby bar. And then once she does that, then she can move on with her law studies. So she's been studying and she spends hours and she was always posting on Instagram like, you know, here's all my books. Here I am studying. It's like, no, you're on Instagram. You're clearly not studying.
Put the phone down, pick the book up.
Right. Exactly. So according to her, she spent 10 days, 12 hours a day, had somebody taking care of her kids, just focus, 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 study, study, study. And she finally took the baby bar. They give it twice. They give it in November and June. So you have two opportunities to take it. So she took it. This is last June. And she's talking about it. We don't know how she did. She's talking about it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is the teaser for the next episode.
So you guys, I did not pass the baby bar. If you do law school the way that I'm doing it, it is a four-year program instead of your typical three-year program. And after year one, you have to take the baby bar. This one actually is harder, I hear, than the official bar.
You did a 560, you got a 474. That's extremely close on a test that most people are not taking in the middle.
That's one of the lawyers who works with Van Jones. That's one of her, that's one of his partners.
Yeah. I spent, you know, 6 weeks straight, 10 to 12 hours a day studying. And it was so important for me to take this and to not pass. Gets your spirit down. It just makes you want to give up.
I didn't fail by that much. I feel like Dad would be really proud of you.
You still failed.
Right. Fail is fail.
Yeah. Either you pass or you don't.
What you're doing, I think the time that you get taken away from your family, your kids,
that's what pisses me off. The fact that I spent
I love that. And I love that she thinks, I had to study and I had to get away from my kids and my brands and my line and Instagram because I had to go study for. It's like either you're going to commit to being an attorney or you're going to be Kim Kardashian. You can't do both. You can't be out there promoting every single your makeup line, Skims, what you know, your show, all this stuff that you're doing and expect to become a lawyer and pass the baby bar. But they're talking to her like, you worked so hard. You took off 10 whole days. I know people that took the baby bar also with, not with Kim Kardashian, because I think it's remote. The first one, you, you take it from home, whatever. But I know people that took that exam. They studied for months, not 10 days, months, just to pass it.
Well, she's acting like she's blaming somebody that she spent all this time. So she should be rewarded with an A, I guess.
Right. And Chloe is like, you had to be away from your children. Well, sucks for you. Most people have to be with their children while they're studying for the baby bar. They don't get to hire nine nannies.
November's in 1 month. Then.
I know. And I'm filming the ending of our show, right, which will be so emotional.
Right. Oh my gosh.
I have.
Here's our excuse. Too many excuses.
You know, it's my birthday, my 40th.
My birthday.
My birthday's coming up.
I planned this whole trip, and it's too late to cancel. But if I fail,
I'm planning this trip for my 40th birthday.
Yeah, and then it's like, what was the point?
No, but if you don't take...
You didn't say your children once,
get this
by the way.
When's the next opportunity to take it? So why don't you just do that?
I don't want to wait another year to go by for school. I feel like I just got to the end where I almost knew everything.
So you just feel like you're already there?
Not really.
Almost knew everything. Not quite.
No, because you failed.
There, stay in this headspace.
Stay in this headspace. I could try, or I could just give up.
I think if you take that year off, you're going to like forget about it.
I don't know. I really need to think about it.
I mean, that's like the Courtney said, the smartest thing I've ever heard her say ever, that if she takes the year off, she's going to forget everything that she studied and learned. You got to stay in that mode. You got to stay fresh because that stuff is really intense and it's hard to remember. Mm-hmm. And she's not dumb, but she's focused on a lot of other things. Do you know what I mean? So, but I love how like, I have my birthday and
I have a vacation planned. I'm doing this stupid TV show that I have to do makeup for. not once I have to help my kids get dressed. I have to, you know, bathe my children, feed my children. You didn't hear none of that. You heard her vacation.
True.
And yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it also shows like, so your priority of becoming a lawyer is clearly very low on your list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was getting my PhD, do you know how many birthday parties I missed? I missed a wedding because I had my PhD exam and my defense that same week. So I couldn't, I missed one of my really good friend's wedding. I was like, I'm sorry, there's just no way that I can go to your wedding and prepare to defend my PhD that I've been working for all these years. You know, people just have to understand. And you put off your own birthday. You put off events and things that are important because when you're studying for something like a law degree, I mean, it is damn serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. You got to focus. So here's the thing that's so interesting about all this. So she and Van Jones have this really close relationship, so much so that I've been saying for years now that I think once Van Jones left his wife, I said, she's going to leave Kanye. That's her new boo. Like, there's no way that they don't have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, we've had a lot of people on the show here, experts, people in the world of gossip who've said, nah, yeah, we've heard that rumor. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. But, okay, let's say it isn't true. Van Jones was on Ellen on Monday and I ignored it because I was like, who cares? I mean, like, I like him. He's awesome. But like, who cares? But I went back and I watched it again and I caught at the very end. He makes sure to get in a little something about Kim Kardashian.
And how's she doing with her studies?
Yeah, she's doing amazing. I mean,
she failed. By the way, that's not amazing.
I think she has used her platform to help people behind bars. You know, her dad was a lawyer, and she always wanted to be a lawyer. And so mm-hmm.
Everyone knows her dad's a lawyer.
You know, once she got a taste of what she could do using her platform, using her brain, you know, she hasn't let up. So I think she's going to be an unbelievable attorney, and she's already one of the best advocates that we have in criminal justice.
Yeah, it's fantastic what you're doing. The first step is premiering at Tribeca Film Festival in June.
So he's got a documentary about all the work that he's been doing, basically with Kim Kardashian. So here he left out something that was really important, that he has said that they did an interview with Vogue a couple of years ago. And here's what was really interesting. He said that he had gone to President Trump, then President Trump, and they wanted to talk about criminal justice reform. And he was like, yeah, not having it. And then Kim Kardashian had heard about this woman, Alice Johnson, who had been in prison longer than Charles Manson. And the only thing, she was a grandma who was found with like some marijuana on her. She wasn't like a hardened criminal. She wasn't a gang member. She wasn't a murderer. She had some weed. She had like a lot of weed before you can have weed on you. And she was thrown in prison and given the max. So she was trying to get her out. So she goes with Van Jones to meet with President Trump. And Trump's like, look, it's not that I don't want to help you guys. It's just that I don't want to release this woman and then come to find out she's committed more crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be some major blowback on me. And frankly, it's not going to help your cause either. And Van Jones said at that minute, he just didn't know what to do. Kim Kardashian pushed him out of the way, stepped up and said, Mr. President, and gave him this really thoughtful, well-rehearsed, well-put-together argument, just like an attorney. Van Jones said he was so impressed with her and so shocked at how much she knew And in that moment, she convinced the president of the United States to release this woman who'd been in prison wrongfully. I mean, not wrongfully, but like, you know, way, way more than she should have been in prison. He said that that was the moment that he realized that she wasn't just some ditzy reality star, that she probably had some potential. And that's probably when he said, you know what, if you want to intern with me and become a lawyer, I will help you.
But she should really go to school. Interning is one thing, but you should actually be in a class learning things. Yeah. I mean, you can intern after you go to the school and learn book stuff.
Not in California. In California, you can intern and work closely with lawyers. And take, you have to take the baby bar and pass it. And here's the weird thing. If you don't pass the baby bar, everything you've done prior no longer exists. So she's going to start all over. This isn't even just like you retake the exam. This is like anything, any credit she accrued prior to, wiped out.
Well, if she would have went to class and sat in a class and read a book, maybe she would have passed the baby bar instead of going right to the job.
Right. That's probably, but a lot of people do what she's doing. It's not just her. And she doesn't get her money back. It was $5,800 for the baby bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he probably paid for it. If you're interning for a lawyer, they usually put up the bucks for that.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to work for you, you're going to put up the money. I'm not paying. So they probably wrote the check. But they're probably pissed now. $6,000. You owe me $6,000.
And she's going to take it again.
It's going to be another $6,000. She's going to fail again.
That's got to be at her expense.
No, I think you keep pushing the law firm along saying, hey, if I'm going to work here, you're going to have to pay. Because they want her working there as a lawyer because it's going to push them up that much more.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, they'll give her one more shot. And after that, she's got to pay for her own baby bar.
After that, she's got to give it up. She's got to do something else.
At what point do you go, you know what? I'm smart. Maybe just not smart enough.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah. She's never failed at anything. So I think that's why this is really killing her, because this is real world shit, you know. She's done great with all the reality stuff, and she's really beautiful, and all the makeup and the hair and all the clothing lines and everything she owns. That's well within her brand. This is some real world shit. And she's failed at it. You know what I mean? Like, this is like her taste of reality. She's a reality star with no reality. Like, this is her big taste of reality. And turns out she sucks at it.
Yeah, I'm going to go on record now and say she won't pass the next one either.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. If you're going to put 10 days into studying and then you fail, this is not good. You don't understand how to study it. That if you keep,
right.
You don't know how to study. You just don't. There's some people that don't know how to study. I don't know how to study.
Right.
You know, there's some people that can cram all that crap in her head and then spit it right back out. I never figured out how to do that.
Right. Right. No, that's a very good point. She probably doesn't know how to study, but even if somebody teaches her how to study, that's a lot of information that she's going to need to know and be able to retain. And then the other thing is, with a lot of these exams, it's not just law and facts. They also, then you have to put two thoughts together. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you understand, you know, A and B, they're going to be like, well, now what's C? Why only studied A and B? No, you got to figure out, if you know A and you know B, then what would C be?